Welcome back, everybody. It is Hump Day Wednesday here on the Maggie Dawn Show. And there's been a lot of action here in Wisconsin state politics in recent days. Topic du jour is Tony Evers running for re-election. We got State Senator Chris Larson with us of Senate District 7. He voted against the biennial budget. We've been exploring how to have real policy, perhaps departure points and disagreements within the Democratic Party, and yet not weaken the party, and yet understand that coming together and unifying to defeat what are existential threats from Donald Trump and the MAGA regime, you know, that's a challenge. In fact, President Obama at a fundraiser last Friday pointed to exactly this very challenge that we face. He said this: there has been some argument between the left of the party and people who are promoting the quote-unquote abundance agenda. Those things are not contradictory. We have to deliver for people and make their lives bigger, better. You got to figure out how to do it. Right now, what we need is courage. Democrats got to toughen up. He sort of lambasted the navel-gazing, the idea of perfect versus the possible. Senator Larson, listen, I think there's, in every budget, there's going to be criticisms to be made. It is difficult. The governor has to win election, and he requires voters that may be more centrist. You have a very safe blue district. There's arguably less political risk that for you than there would be for someone that's running for statewide race. How do we bridge the gulf, still have these good faith arguments, policy debates within the big tent of Democrats, and not weaken the party?
I'd reject the premise of the question, right? I think we have to have these debates, and if we're not, we're never going to get to the best possible solution, right? Like, conflict yields some type of a result, and especially now, there should be some conflict because people have been getting screwed over for way too long. And I think that sometimes there's this tendency to view like the what's politically possible as like a flat two-dimensional board where it's like, here's the thing on the left, here's the thing on the right, and it just moves like, you know, one dot around it. And it's like, well, where does it end up? Is it in the middle? Is it towards the left? And the reality is these things are policies that frankly, in many cases, that are wildly publicly popular. And Republicans, who are more beholden to the rich and corporations than Democrats are, they end up saying and labeling those things as being extreme, as being impossible, and some things that we could never do. But at the same time, if you gaze over their shoulders and look in other states, they're already happening. Or if we dare to look beyond our own borders, these are things that are happening in many, many other countries. Things like having access to paid family leave, right? Being able to take time off after you have a baby, making sure that public education is a right and that we are actually enshrining it in our Constitution as we have, but actually backing it up with funding so that a child now is not worth less than they were 18 years ago, you have in the state of Wisconsin, $3,000. And I think you have to make those cases publicly to be able to say, this is, if they are voting for this, this is what they are voting for. And I think if there's just a tendency to count noses and to count heads and to be able to say, well, you know what, do we really want to go to the mat and fight for this? Or do we just want to say, okay, we're going to give in and maybe we'll fight somewhere down the road? My question is when, if not now, when are we going to fight? Because it has been 18 years. I care so much about public education because it is the bedrock on which democracy is built. It gives access to folks to knowledge that they can use to be able to make the world a better place.
As a sort of poster child for the Wisconsin educational system and a proud graduate of Rufus King High School for the College Bound, I'm absolutely with you on all of the substance of the things that you're talking about. Specifically, here's what I completely agree with when it comes to political frames. Democrats have far too long have been reactive to the Republican frame of political dialogue. That's what's got to change. But when does the criticism become itself a weakness? When do we set that aside, still have those debates internally, and then And frankly, as an economist, what I think of is downside risk of harm, right? Like the risk of harm if a Republican becomes governor in this state is frankly existential for some communities. When do we have to set the differences aside, if ever, Senator? We got about a minute.
Yeah, no, and in this case, I would say, look, I've privately criticized the governor for years and been pushing for a better budget. I have encouraged him to veto it and say, look, we cannot afford this. He, in this budget, did not fight for the 90% reimbursement, and even that, he condemned Jill Underly when she introduced her budget that did have that in there, which, why not push for that, right? He was trying to be more practical with 60, settle at 45. And he gave, for the first time since the year 2010, $0 in general aid for our public schools, which means that they're going to have less. And I get the argument of saying compromise for compromise sake, because then we can get reelected. But like,
let me be clear. That is not at all what I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting that the risk of harm to many communities is so existential that if the perfect is not in fact possible, when do we step back from the brink? Senator Larson, I hope we can continue what I think is the most important political discussion of our time. Senator, let me ask you this last question. Are you running for governor?
Look, what happens with the governor here? I am not thrilled with what he is doing, and I think that there's a lot of qualified people who are going to step forward. We can frankly have this debate in the public. But doing it behind closed doors and pretending that everything's fine is netting us further and further behind as a state. And it's the reason why it's not just me, but other people are coming out and saying, this is the problem.
We got to leave it right there. Thank you to Senator Chris Larson of the 7th Senate District. I'll be right back here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.